You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to The Hall of Fame with Ken Miller. And here we have Volvo North America, and Chris is going to do an introduction and tell us a little bit about it. Can't wait, Chris. Here we go, sir.
Thank you, Ken. Yes, we're here today at ATA, Trucking Association trade show, and we're actually showcasing our all-new Volvo VNL that you see pictures of here behind you. We introduced this truck. We launched it in January of this year. It's basically built from the ground up. Over 90% of this truck is brand new. We've taken the opportunity to really focus in on designing this truck for a purpose, whether it's fuel efficiency, safety, connectivity. One thing we really want to emphasize when it comes to fuel efficiency, the design of this truck is aerodynamically designed where you get up to 10% better fuel economy. Whether it's the aerodynamics or even the powertrain, we've made improvements when it comes to the powertrain on it as well. And we're actually starting to see more and more trucks get on the road as we test them, and we're seeing that 10% in fuel economy improvements on there. When it comes to safety, we've actually introduced our own proprietary safety system. We call it Volvo Active Driver Assist, which is an active driver system that's going to help protect that driver and help mitigate that accident or help prevent that accident for the driver. It has all the technology when it comes to forward collision mitigation, alerting the driver when they're leaving their lanes. It can help that driver get back in their lanes, nudge them back in the lanes, give them the haptic sounds or haptic vibrations and noises in the truck to help keep them alert and what's going on around them and everything, and really identifying those trucks that are vehicles and even pedestrians and bicyclists that are on the road to keep them from having an accident from that happening. We've also done some changes in safety when it comes to, we actually have what we call e-call in the trucks. This is an emergency setup where if there is an accident, the 911 operators are alerted. They can actually pinpoint where that vehicle is if they have good cell service and get emergency vehicles out to that truck as quickly as possible. So some nice new features in this truck. When it comes to connectivities, you were mentioning something about getting reports.
Yes.
So in that, we actually have the capabilities to give our customers, which sometimes are fleet managers, information on what's going on in the truck. They can actually see if there's issues with the truck with what we call remote diagnostics. It's going to let them know that certain trucks may have issues that need to be repaired. They can identify that truck, get it to a service center, and get it repaired quickly. We can actually even show remote programming capabilities into the truck, so we can actually download information or software updates into the truck remotely. They don't have to come into a service shop to do that. All that's done through what we call Volvo Connect Portal, and that also gives them opportunities to see where their trucks are located. They can have maps of seeing where all their assets are located, and it also has capabilities to give them reports of whether how well they're performing when it comes to fuel efficiency and also safety. They can get updates like if the driver's not connecting their seatbelt, for example. Gives them that type of sensor. When it comes to driver productivity, some of the nice new features we've done on here is that nice amenities and technologies, and we've actually bundled them in a nice value package for them. So when they order their trim levels, their interior trim, they actually get some amenities and technology that come included with that trim level. So like infotainment, what we call infotainment, which is like that secondary screen you might see in automobiles. That you got your touch screen that you can have apps in there and Sirius XM satellite radio. They can have some of that technology in their trucks with that. They can have tire monitoring system that also gives them readings inside the truck of how well their tire
pressures are, tire temperatures are. They can also get cameras, additional cameras set up on
trucks. They can see all around the truck and make sure they're not doing something wrong or moving into some area that might be
unavoidable or try to avoid that accident as well. Amenities, we've got some
nice new features. We actually, in every truck, we have a Volvo parking cooler, which is integrated. It's battery electric, but it's fully integrated into our trucks, where it means it's not just an add-on feature later on. It's actually tied into our ventilation system, tied into our battery management system. It's battery electric, like I said, and it's actually monitoring the battery charges, and as things get, maybe your batteries get a little bit low, it actually will restart the truck and start charge the batteries back up. Yeah. So you also see, if you see some of these trucks out on in our website or on the road, you'll see different looks to the trim. I mean, you can see here, you got a couple looks here. We've actually are the only OEM right now that has unique exterior trim levels. So most of the time when you see out there in the trucking industry, there's pretty much painted trucks or what we call mold and color trucks, meaning they have this black plastic, hard, durable plastic. But we've actually taken the opportunity to design these trucks with a unique look. You can see here, the big sleeper behind me has the ultimate trims, a little bit more classic, like a chrome style for those drivers or those customers that like that classic look. And then you have the Edge here, right here behind you, that is more maybe a little bit of hard premium, but also a little bit of lack of a, I guess, not lack, but a little bit less finished than you would see in the Ultimate there.
It
is. Yeah.
A little more aerodynamic.
Oh, they're all aerodynamic. Yeah, it's just, I'd say the accents around, like I said, the grill, the bumper, the mirrors and stuff like that, can be a little bit different. And while we do that is we feel that, you know, these trucks are their customers, their business card. They're calling, you know, this their calling card. It can sometimes represent their family business, you know, it could be they've been in it for years. So when they put that name, their name on the side of that truck, they want to make sure it really represents who they are and to their customers. So a lot of nice features that we've done, like I said, from the ground up.
Okay.
Very good. I like it. I think when we look at the product behind us, it looks amazing. It's definitely has evolved over the past 5 years, just the trucks in general.
Yes.
So when you talk about the safety stuff that you can pull from this, whether they're wearing their seatbelts, does it also track their speed? If they're in a speeding zone they're over, does it track hard braking events, lane change? Does all of that then send back to a model? So let's say I'm the fleet manager and I say, okay, I'm going to buy 10 of these trucks. Kind of what am I going to see as far as for driver coaching to be able to coach my drivers? What will I get from that Volvo? What did you call it again? The Volvo
Active Driver.
Volvo Active Driver Assist.
Okay.
So what they'll get is they'll get alerts as this technology continues to evolve. I mean, the safety systems, and whether it's automotive or even the trucking industry, the good thing is it's being introduced in the automotive world. It's actually easy to carry over into the trucking industry, commercial trucking. And so what they see is they'll see right now we're able to monitor seatbelt. Whether they use their seatbelt, we can actually monitor if they have hard braking events. Speed is still being looked at, but that will eventually come along. We do have speed alerts in the truck, so if they're over speeding, they'll get notified in the truck, but it's not sensing back to the driver. Because sometimes when it comes to speed changes, you know, when you go from one speed zone to another speed zone, that it may not be easy for that driver to quickly react. But they will get notifications in the driver and an information instrument cluster of the speed limits. Yeah. And they'll get actually what last speed limit they were at. So, and when it changes, it'll automatically populate into the screen for the driver. So that helps coach the driver to get to the right speed level. There's also alerts when they have stability concerns. So, you know, with a tractor trailer being tall as it is, and it can have some leaning capability, I mean, it can easily roll over, right? And so then when they get into, maybe they go into too fast into an off-ramp or on-ramp, and they get that curvature and it seems like it's going to actually try to roll over. The good thing is we have a stability system that's going to prevent that rollover, help prevent that rollover. But It also will capture that information too and send that back to the fleet manager to help that fleet manager go back to the driver and say, hey, look, you just maybe need to watch your speed, take better control of the truck when you're going into those type of areas.
Okay. Well, great. Hey, these trucks look amazing. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them on the road. Has these hit the road yet? They're not yet.
Yeah, so we launched it in January. We actually had over 2,000 customers and people come into our facility in Dublin, Virginia, which is in Southwest Virginia, at our Volvo Customer Center, and introduced them to the truck, got them actually to ride in these trucks, drive them in our test track we have out there. And we started producing them 3 weeks ago, started building them on our production line. Right now we're building more of customer trucks demos for our dealerships because we wanted to give our dealers some demos that they can take to their customers. And actually, if you go online in our social media posts, you'll see a lot of our customers are now starting to get some of those demos and put them in their service. But the first customer trucks, I think, are going to be built within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you, Chris, for taking the time. In closing, is there anything you'd like to close out with? Anything you'd like to tell our audience? We have a lot of drivers, and obviously we have a lot of trucking company owners and things that watch our podcast. I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Ken. I think the best thing you can do is go on our webpage, volvotrucks.us, and see what we have to offer. See these nice new features that we talked a little bit about today. You can actually go on to our configurator on our website and build you one. So it's an opportunity to see what you want on your truck, but also see the opportunity to build what your truck would look like in this all new Volvo V&L. So I think that's a great time to reach out to use the website, but also reach out to your local dealers to see what they have one on the lot that you can test drive.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all we have. Thank you for joining the Hall of Fame. Have a great day.